In the first of the two tragic events, survivors report the boat capsized early Saturday night when the smugglers began to push passengers overboard into the waters off the coast of Yemen. The boat, which departed Friday from a village near the Somali port of Bosaso, was carrying 44 people. The passengers say the smugglers began forcing people into the sea as they were approaching land. They say frightened passengers moved towards one side of the vessel, causing it to capsize. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahecic says 34 passengers made it to shore. 7 bodies were recovered and buried. He says another 3 African nationals are still missing and their status remains unknown.
The second boat, reportedly carrying 42 Somalis, reached the shore of Yemen early Sunday morning after having sailed for almost a day. Fearing detection by the Yemeni authorities, the smugglers forced passengers to swim to shore. As a result, 3 people drowned and 3 others are missing and presumed dead. 30 people managed to swim to shore, while 6 others are reported to have remained on board with the smugglers.
The UN Refugee Agency says Somalis, desperate to flee war, drought, and poverty in their country, continue to risk their lives by taking the perilous journey across the Gulf of Aden. Mahecic says in the past 5 days, 17 boats carrying 835 people arrived in Yemen after crossing the Gulf of Aden from the Horn of Africa, a region beset by conflicts, political instability, famine, and drought. He says some 36,000 Africans reached the shore of Yemen between January and August. He notes this is an increase of 33% over the same period last year. The UNHCR reports more than 50,000 people arrived in Yemen on smugglers' boats in 2008. During the same period, it says some 590 people drowned and 359 others are missing at sea and presumed dead. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.